are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So for girls engaging in acts of kindness and Christian service not only enriches their own spiritual growth, but extends the hands and hearts of Jesus to those in need. For simple acts of kindness in their daily interactions to intentional acts of service in their communities and beyond, girls have the opportunity to make meaningful differences in their world around them. So we are joined on the line by my sister Lydia Chandwe, who's going to be helping us, you know, unpack how this can help our girl children and why, in fact, they should be taking part in acts of kindness. My sister, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm well. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
It's always a pleasure.
Amen. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, art in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this morning, Jehovah God. Even as we are about to dive into your word, Lord, may you speak to us, Jehovah God. May our hearts be receptive to your word, O Lord, and may we not only hear it, but may we act upon each and every word we learn, O Lord. I commit the entire programming, Jehovah God, that may you be with the entire team, Jehovah Master. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. We're looking about all things acts of kindness and why are acts of kindness, Sister Lydia, and Christian service, why are they important for girls in their spiritual growth and development?
Well, you know, one writer once said, the best sermon you ever preach is not through what you say, but by what you do. It's about what you do every day that you can preach the best sermon to the next person. And today I would like to start off with this little story, even as we learn about the acts of kindness. Well, a group of missionaries are sent to a land that is believed that they know nothing about Jesus. And they preach the entire week. They are speaking and that the audience is very attentive. And then on the last day, one of the members from the audience saying, we know this man that you are speaking about. We know this Jesus that you are talking about. We used to live with them in this community. And the missionaries are confused. And then the people are like, we actually know where he was buried. And then we discover that the missionaries insist and say, let us go and see what you were talking about. And they reach this house and they find this family that was buried. And then they said, everything you have spoken about this Jesus is exactly what these two people lying here did. So we believe we were staying with Jesus. Imagine being likened to that. And today young ladies are not known for kindness, but they're known for the opposite, apparently.
Yes.
It's actually, we might be known for gossip. We are known for being rude, but today is a call to kindness, these little acts of kindness. And we can cite so many examples, even from the Bible, on how we see women who were kind and how God himself rewarded them for this kindness.
So looking at these acts of kindness, and I'm happy that, you know, in your previous answer, you spoke about how people, they were able to say, we know Jesus because they saw people, you know, acting it out. So how do they now help, you know, our girl children reflect the teachings and examples of Jesus Christ? And why is it integral to their Christian faith? Because sometimes we do them not understanding why we're doing them or how, in fact, they're so much integral to our Christian faith. So why is that?
Okay, why it's important. One, like I said in my preamble, is because it is the best way to preach his word. And we realize the example Jesus Christ gave himself. He was kind. He was helpful. And because of those acts of kindness, he was able to preach. Imagine meeting someone very hungry as a girl child, and the only thing you're interested in is telling them about how God died for them. This person is hungry. Do they have time? They will not listen. But acts of kindness are like, let me use this word, are like an icebreaker, even as we introduce Jesus Christ to them. And we realize in the world we are living in, it's filled with so much suffering and so much pain. We realize that even in the Bible, look at the story where Jesus Christ feeds the 5,000 people. He doesn't only attend to their spiritual needs, but he attends to their physical needs. And even as girl children today, we can be deliberate about it by involving ourselves in acts of kindness like missionaries. You know, we might have so many things in our closets. We might have so many clothes in our closets, and they're just lying there, and there's someone in the street without anything to wear. And how about just getting even about three and giving them? And at the end of the day, you know, if I've got even about 10 outfits, all the glory at the end of the day comes to me. But how about if I get five and give them? The person I give says, thank God for such a person. Because through my act of kindness, I redirect it to God. Imagine someone kneeling down and saying, Lord, I thank you for such a sister that came through for me and gave me this. It's different from every time I'm always the one wearing to them in this world. Yeah. And everyone keeps saying, it's just about me. But imagine being able to redirect, redirecting attention to Jesus Christ through a simple act of kindness, even as small as it is. That's why it is very important. Because at the end of the day, you know, each and every year, I believe we are young and we are still youths. Each and every year, we've got this, these t-shirts that go around, be the same one, be the same one. But we don't actually are the same one. And if I start with little, just the littlest act of kindness in being the same one.
So now when we're looking at scriptures, my sister, you know, because we are always going there, we're always referring to scriptures, right? Who in the Bible, who can act as an example for us as women and young women and young girls that, you know, demonstrated acts of kindness or services? And what can we learn from such people that we are also finding there in the Bible?
And, well, today, I think the Holy Spirit inspired us to look at the Shunammite woman and what best example to give. So the story of the Shunammite woman is found in 2 Kings 4 verse 9 till, I think, let's just go down the entire verse of, the entire chapter 9 talks about the Shunammite woman. But today my concentration is just 9 till 12. We realize the prophet Elisha would always go to this town. And each and every time he was there, she would persuade him to have some bread. You know, there's that persuasion where you have visitors at home and you're persuading them. And deep down in your heart, you want them to say no.
Yes.
You just want to say no. But we realize she genuinely persuaded Elisha to eat. And he ate. And we realize that she might actually not have been part of the actual preaching that Elisha was doing during that time. But through just offering some food, you know how ministry can be if you've been part of ministry. Imagine an entire day you were speaking and you've got no food. But she actually contributed to the ministry by helping out Elisha through giving him bread. And going down, we realized that she noticed that he had a tendency of coming to the town. And she goes to her husband and says, let us prepare a room that each and every time he is here, he has somewhere to stay. Whoa. How many people today are willing to just
we're busy
in their house would say, no, we are fully booked, we are too many, would give so many excuses. But we realize that she actually was willing to support God's ministry indirectly by offering the priest, the prophet, a place to rest. And we realize that sometimes these acts of kindness also help us in the future. But don't help someone because you want to be helped. No, that is not the aim.
Yeah.
That should never be the aim. But the aim should be, I am going to help because the Lord has blessed me and I would also want to extend God to the next person. And we see for the Shunammite woman that even after she helps Elijah, Elijah has the burden upon her heart. He goes like, what can we do for this woman?
Yeah.
Imagine, first it's the food, next he prepares even a room that every time he is in the city, he's got somewhere to rest. And she's asked what she would want, and she would say, she said she's very old, but she would want a son. And we realize that Elisha kneels down and she's granted a son. So the best example today I would look at was the Shunammite woman, was how she was able to sacrifice her food for the prophet. She was able to create a room that he would rest. And this also helped with the ministry. Imagine, probably Elisha was tired, and if not for the rest, who knows, maybe he would have not managed to go on with the preaching. But we realize that these small sacrifices actually will help with the ministry. There's one songwriter, even as I am concluding, one songwriter says, so mercy, so kindness, so goodness. And at the end of the day, you will reap. But I don't want us to focus on what we will reap, but we ought to sow kindness because of the living relationship we have. I mean, if we are following a Jesus and we cannot do what Jesus does, then what are we doing? The best example you ever have today is not me, is not you, is not the neighbor, but the best example to follow is Jesus Christ. Hence, kindness may be, again, I'll say it again, may be an icebreaker to the next person to learn about Jesus Christ.
So how can they now, you know, practical examples or common ways in which they can show the acts of kindness, you know, in their daily lives, either at home, at school, or communities? How can they do that?
Okay, so practical examples. One, in our schools, we discover not everyone will have lunch. I remember when growing up in Pathfinder, we were always reminded, even when you carry food, never carry one spoon. And we were reminded, please carry 2 to 3 spoons, bearing in mind that the next person might not have food. So in our schools, even as we are packing our lunch, let us remember to pack enough even for the next person. And sometimes one day you might just receive the question like, why are you like this? And then you remind them and say, I have learned from the best, who is Jesus Christ, the best example. And secondly, another way of these acts of kindness would be deliberate visitations. Maybe, again, our parents would play a role to help us by teaching us how to give. Like I said, where you give clothes to people that do not have, you help with the food in the neighborhood, those that do not have. And it's practical. I don't know in other countries, but in Zambia, even when someone is lacking, for example, my neighbor is lacking oil, they can come and ask for cooking oil. But already if they're saying my mother does not share cooking oil when we have abundance in the kitchen, what are they learning? But it's through teaching them that even in the little that we have, we can still share. And also teaching them to learn to pray for the next person. You know, where each and every time you're praying, God, I need this. God, I need that. God, I need this. God. But how about also, even as I pray, I remember my classmates at school. Even as I'm praying, I'm remembering my friends in the neighborhood. Lord, may you also bless them as you bless me. And also another act of kindness for a girl child would also be teaching the knowledge that they have. You know, there's sometimes I'm excelling in this subject and my friend is struggling in mathematics. Teaching them is also an act of kindness. And also praying with them, you know, deliberate moves and saying, okay, let's pray. We're having this challenge. Let's pray together. Is also an act of kindness.
So as we near the end, Sister Lydia, how can our girl children now engage in intentional acts of kindness, such as volunteering, mission trip, outreach initiatives, and what impact do these activities have on their faith and worldview? And looking at mission, I know that, you know, you're going to leave all your soft life, all your necessities, you know, you go to a country sometimes that you don't even know of or know the culture or anything else, which is quite interesting to do. But why should they engage in such?
Okay, so why they should engage in this is because it helps them with their faith also. And it helps them understand the larger view. So as girl children, I'm just praying that there would be so many units that would come together and take part in these acts of kindness, because it helps the girl child increase their faith and also understand the problems that are in the world. You know, there's this saying we have here in Zambia that a child that is always in their house would always appreciate the acts of their mother and never know that there are problems outside. And exposing these children out there through acts of kindness, through missionary, helps them understand the globe they live in. And it increases their faith because, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And another way I like saying it is also your faith will be increased by sharing what you have heard. So through their acts of kindness, they grow spiritually and it pushes them to it. Imagine going for a missionary trip and you are bombarded with so many questions about this God that you say has inspired you to do this, and you've got no answers. So it pushes you to read, it pushes you to grow in faith, and it creates a living relationship with you because you actually fulfill scripture that says, I have given you the spirit to help the heavy hearted, to help those that are in prison. And it helps us grow because, you know, we have to keep the Ten Commandments at the end of every day.
Yes.
And we've got so many other things in the Bible that we are directed to do. So starting there makes even keeping the Ten Commandments a walk over. Because if I'm able to do the Great Commission that says go out there and preach, it starts there and it makes it easy even for me to keep the Ten Commandments. Hence, I grow in faith and I understand more about the world I'm living in.
Indeed, Lydia, thank you so much. I just pray that, you know, we will be able to do the acts of services, the acts of kindness, and also bearing in mind that it's not about us, but it's about the people that are out there, because sometimes we do make that mistake of thinking that, you know, it's all about us. So I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for our girl children so that they may understand and also be part of these acts of kindnesses.
Yeah, all right, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, art in heaven, Lord, we thank you for a reminder on the act of kindness. Lord, we ask that may you create a generation of young ladies and young women who are willing to engage in these acts of kindness, Jehovah God. And Lord, at the end of every day, may you remind us that it is never about us, but it is about the kingdom of heaven, Jehovah God, because you have said, seek first the kingdom of heaven and everything else shall be granted unto you. Jehovah God, help us be girl children that preach you through our lifestyles and through kindness like we have learned today, Jehovah God. May we not only be the hearers of this word, but may we be intentional about it, Jehovah Master. We thank you for listening to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lydia.
Amen. Thank you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.